Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Hei, which is Shvus to Shvus, and Simen Reish Ein Vav till the end, Bezer Hashem. So, Kedarkinu B'Kredish, usually as we're learning the halacha, a question comes up. So Friday night after the Suda, or the Shul, and Yigaman came over and he says, he realized, unfortunately a little bit too late, that he forgot to take out the light bulb from his fridge on Shabbos. So he actually opened up his fridge on Shabbos and realized that it wasn't taken out. Therefore, he put something in between the fridge that the fridge shouldn't close, and that way the light won't turn off, and he'll have his fridge open for Shabbos. One of the kids, out of the goodness of their heart, decided to help out and close the fridge all the way. So now the fridge is closed and they know the light's on. What could they do? So we'll start with Simon Shinzayin. Shinzayin Sifrei. The Maisa, the Mechaber brings down over here a Stam and Yesh for me. He brings down the Stam, Shitas HaRambam, that holds that a Shvus to Shvus is Mutter, not just B'mokim Mitzvot Milo, B'mokim any Mitzvah. Not only just B'mokim any Mitzvah, B'mokim Tzerach Godol, Tzerach Harvey, or Mitzvot Chorili. So Kumtais, really there's three Aterim that are brought down over here. Mitzvot Chorili, which Mitzvot Chorili B'Pashas means that it could be very intense pain, but it's in a very specific part of the body. Therefore, Chorili Kol Gufoy means the entire body is sick. And he's not a Yechorili Sheish B'Sakana, he has a migraine headache, he has a flu, he's in bed, and Nofel Mishkov, or it's Chorili Kol Gufoy. That means Imam she has to go to bed because he can't function, or he just feels shvach all over again. He doesn't have to go to bed, but he feels shvach all over. He's going to go to bed, there's nothing to do, because he feels very shvach. That's a chirle she'in boi sakana, and you're allowed to ask a guy to do malachas deraisa for such a person. If he's a miktas chirle, that means he has a burn on his arm, rachman on his son, it hurts very, very painful. It's not sakana tefashet, it's not sakana sever, it's not chirle kol gufay, he doesn't have to go to bed, it's just very, very intense pain. In such a, that would be a miktas chayli, and it would be mutter to do a shvus to shvus for such a tzirich. Now he brings down as a yesh eimrim, yesh eisrim, is the shitas teisvis that holds that it's only mutter, the Ramban, that holds it's only mutter to do shvus to shvus, b'mokom mitzvos mila, not other mitzvahs. How did he pass on the halacha? So the truth is that in Shin Lamed Ches, the Torah passes like teisvis. However, the Mechaber paskins, al pi the klal yadu asam yesh eimrim. It's not Mamash Yeshirim, it's Yesh Oitzrim. It'll hurt the same thing. Stam Yesh Oitzrim. It would go like the Stam. Not only that, the Ramah says that the Mechaber does that in Simon Topkov Peivok, Seisim Lahokov. He doesn't even bring down the Yesh Oitzrim. And he goes Lakula, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a Shvus to Shvus, B'mokayim Terech Godom. Or the other two that are mentioned here. The Ramah once again mentions Ayin Le'el Simin Reish Ayin Vav the Yesh Mekil and Afim Lach Adarais. This is once again the second time that the Ramah is bringing down this Kula, that there are those that are Mekol to ask a guy to do even a Daraisa the Mokri Mitzvah if it's a Tzerach Godol. And in Simin Shin Lamed Ches he seems to bring it down a third time. This question exactly if Mamish holds that way. However, Yesh Matir and Tzif Beis, Yesh Matir and Limer Lagoy Lenagim Mekli Shir V'Chupais, that's a Shvus to Shvus. Ask him to play an instrument, playing an instrument is only Derabanan. Hagov, Afilo Limer Lagoy Lesakin Ekli Shir Shari, Mishum Kovet Chosim Mekala. That would be, it's not exactly clear, maybe Chosim Mekala is a little bit different, and that's why he was Mekal here, but the Mishabura here brings down in a second, Bibir Agra Chosav, the Zeyazu, Savra Kadasa Matir and Le'al Breishayin Vosav Beis. Which would mean this is the third time that the Ramah is bringing down the school of the Bala Eter. B'chom Allah Adarai Sa'idei Goy is Motor L'Tzerech Mitzvah. V'im Kain, Fir Zayis HaMishnah Burah, Lidi Dan, Nisarim L'Allah Kedas Reza L'Poitzim Sha'isrim B'zeh, Gam B'zeh Aser. According to us that hold, like the Reza Poitzim, Moiv Achrenim, the Shlo, and all the people that he brought down, that hold that we're not Tzemach the Bala Eter, even Mokum Tzerev Godel, then we're not going to be Mekel here either. Now, going back to our case of the refrigerator, what could this fellow do? Come and he gets to call a guy. Call a guy, it happened to me, made a kiddush about 12 and a half years ago, and the fridge, the light got turned on during Shabbos, I think it was. Something got the fridge was full, and something got pushed into the back, hit the switch, turned on the light. I asked the Rav what to do. He said, call a guy. Call a guy. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this exact case, and Chilik Beis, or Chaim Chilik Beis, Mitamaches, what to do in such a case. And he says, call a guy. Why? Because it's a psik ratio. Opening up the fridge, the psik ratio, the light's going to turn on. And I'm able to ask a guy to do a malacha, which is going to be psik ratio. Best of opening the fridge is not a malacha. It's only a malacha because the psik ratio light's going to turn on. Psik ratio, a guy, is not a problem. Bishop Burr says maybe in Rishon and Gimel, and the Balas, he says maybe only the Tzarech Shabbos, big Tzarech Shabbos. However, it seems that for the most part, the price from Armeko, it's psik ratio, a guy. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a big chiddush here. And he says that this is not considered a psik ratio. Why? Because this is the way to turn on the light bulb. There is no other way to turn on the light bulb inside the refrigerator. So there's no, it's not like that this is a backhanded action. You're doing one thing and you're also turning on the light bulb. No, you're doing two things. You're opening the fridge and turning on the light bulb. Because this is the only way to turn on the light bulb. If you wanted to turn on the light bulb without opening the fridge, you wouldn't be able to do it. There's no other way. So this is the way to turn on the light bulb, but maybe it's not considered psik ratio. It's not exactly clear. Let me say that's not what the guy has in mind. Aruch HaShavuos brings down that even Shmuel Orbach, Shlita, Shlomo Zalman's son, was miskashin in the svar of his father, because the chur, that's not what he's doing. Lamaisa, the Firzach, he brings down over there that Chaim Kanievsky said that the minig of the Olam is to call a guy. And that's what Lamaisa, that's what the Rav told me, and that's what Ramesha says also in his truva, to call a guy. Secretion's not a problem. Now, what should you do? You leave the fridge open. Leave the fridge open and put something in between that it shouldn't close. Now what happens if the kid closes it? Then you're gonna be stuck again. So can you ask the guy to take out the bulb? Says Ramesha, in the case where your Iker Suda is inside of your next Suda, whatever it is that you're gonna have, is inside of your fridge, then you could even ask the guy to take out the bulb. Why? Because you have a Bala Iter. If you mokam tzarech gadol, you could be same on the Bala Iter. That says you're allowed to take out you're allowed to do malacha d'oraisa, mokam tzarech gadol. That means kila achar yad, without even misyachas and Rishon Brura, he just went with his Bala Iter. Lamaisa, it seems like some of the Bnei Achabur was being miskasher. The lachar, it seems like the Ramah is going with it. But mokam tzarech gadol, he says, ein lahachmer. It's mashma that mokum zarech gadol. You could be mekol. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. He's just trying to be matar to the minig olam. But lemaisa, you shouldn't be mekol. Mishnah Berura clearly doesn't want to be mekol over here. Shin lamaches. Nevertheless, the word person that went with it, Ramesha went with it, even though this, we're not talking about a mitzvah derabim, we're not talking about a save for a mitzvah derabim. The zarech gadol, the guy sued the Shabbos, and lemaisa Ramesha was mekol. Now yesh la'ayin b'chlal. As we'll see, behemshich, that lechur there's kama v'kama time that it should be mutter even without it. It's sounds like it's a shvus teshvus over here. The pasha is a shvus teshvus. We'll see that in behemshich lechur any case of electricity might possibly be shvus teshvus, and certainly any case of kibui is shvus teshvus. Any time that you're taking something out, the pasha is a case of shvus teshvus. You're turning it off.
There's nothing marked you to eat.
What's that?
It's just over here. There's nothing marked. It's just preventative.
It's preventative that I'll have a way to have my suda later on. It has to be when the shvus the shvus. Yeah, so Ramesh wasn't talking about putting something there. Yeah. Kinnear Ramesh understood that you have to do that. You shouldn't ruin the refrigerator. You shouldn't. It's going to automatically close. The guy will close it. What's that? Is it stereo? So it depends on what stereo we're talking about. There's two stereos that we could possibly talk about. So the stereo of the Chazanish, every time they turn off electricity, is stereo, which that's only Seiser, which is Almanas Livnais, which is Leterich, stereo, which is Leterich. This is considered a Terich. The Pashas is not considered a Terich in the stereo lane, and therefore it wouldn't be the rice even according to Chazanish. And then there's the stereo of detaching something from a refrigerator. And the shaila is whether or not you can consider this a stereo midaraisa. If it's meant for the bulb to come in and out, the way that they make the sockets is that you should be able to change the bulb. To say that shemamish come part of it, that it turns into. I cleared it today. I spoke to Tom Chacham about this exact question, and to him it was a big chiddush to say that it would be considered a stereo daraisa in such a case where it's meant to come in and out. You'd rather do it less often than not, but it's meant best to come in and out, and that's how they make the. I think now that they made a Shabbos clock, Shabbos lamp, that you don't take out the bulb. It's not supposed to come out b'chlal. It's supposed to 30,000 hours. I don't know how many hours. Something, some crazy amount that the bulb is supposed to last. And it's going to last 25 years. You just use it on Shabbos or whatever it is. I don't know exactly. And what was the reason for that? I'm not sure. But for the Pashtus, any cases that it's meant to, I'll set steer. Now, L'chura, Al-Tzad should be mutter anyhow to be able to take out the bulb out. Even also, it could be that if you don't take it all the way, you won't be in Chalut. It'll turn it off and it won't be a Seisr. Now, what turns something into a Shvus Dishvus? L'chura, anytime that a melacha is done b'shinoi, it's a darabonu. So can you ask a guy to do melacha b'shinoi? Does that turn it into a darabonu? So Shmir Shalach also brings down from Ber Yitzchak, who clears it. He says that Ber Yitzchak already says that the Achreinim already were chilek as to whether or not asking a guy to do melacha aydei shinoi turns it into a shvus d'shvus or not. Is that considered enough of a derabanan, or do we look at that as ikris midaraisa and therefore doesn't have the kula of a shvus d'shvus? L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be making. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Mem about a woman that forgot to go to the mikvah. No, she wanted to go to the mikvah. She forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos. The halacha is she's supposed to cut her nails before Shabbos, and she did not. So says Mishnah Berurah, you should ask a guy to bite them off. Why? Because then it's a shvus d'shvus, amir l'akum, and a malacha d'raisa of goyz is aydei shinoi, and that would be mutter. So clearly, the Mishnah Berurah understands that using a goy aydei shinoi turns it into a shvus d'shvus. However, if you look at Mishnah Berurah's Gachosna, and Sadar HaShabbos also brings this down from Rav Yashav, a similar svara, they want to say that even if you want to say that a shvus is going to turn into a darabanan, ken zayin, it's only a shinoi is going to turn into another darabanan, it's only a shinoi where it's a nicker in the tetzah that there was taka shinu over here. For example, biting nails, it's not going to be the same thing like cutting nails. Therefore, there's a difference in the tetzah, as opposed to knocking the turning on the light with your elbow, as opposed to turning it on with your finger, is not going to be any difference in the tetzah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe in that case we wouldn't be mekel something which is ikre, is be'etzma malacha daraisa, and you're just doing it up with your elbow, and it's the same exact tetzah, ken zayin, that wouldn't be considered a shinoi. Enough machining to turn into a shvus d'shvus. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv. Really, the Mishnah Berurah is mechadasher. If you really want to know, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Mem, he's marich when he gets a kama v'kama alachas, and he brings down a chay adam that says with regard to kasa v'chay adam that kol hamalachas chutz mikosev chayiv bein biyamina bein b'smoili v'viray lazem itesefta. Between the right and the left, there's no difference except by ksiva. Why? What's the difference between ksiva and the master of malachas? Because when you pull something out of the ground, it doesn't make a difference if you use your left hand if you use your right hand. Mashenkin, if you write with your left hand and right hand, there's a big difference. So it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is already machalic in the difference. Is it? Certainly, it's harder to do malachas with your left hand than your right hand.
No? Writing is a big difference.
Anything is much more difficult with your left hand. No. It has to be difficult. Does it include that it's difficult? Oh, that's the shayla. That's what we're clear now. Is that what the vard is? Can't let that's what. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. The pasha says that he's not big. He wants the lahed to go without that because he's bothered by the Rambam that Malach Shetzil was the Raisa. So he wants to steer clear of Malach Shetzil Gufo. We'll get to that in a second. The pasha of Mashmoy says, Lemaisa, if there is a shinur in the Tetzah, and certainly l'chora, you would be able to be semach on it, and it's considered a shvus d'shvus. L'chora, it's before the Mishnah Berurah that is considered a shvus d'shvus. In a case where there's no tetzah, then it's not as clear that you could be semach on it. L'chora, in a case when you want to ask a guy, you want to do an amir l'amir, and whatever it is, shvus d'shvus, and you need a tzirif ava, you should also ask him to do a pishinui, and that way you'll throw in another tzad l'kula. If he does it regular, then the bachatra actually says, interesting, I think that the Shmir Shabbos Chalos is Matayim this Benegeah to, the Shashri says it Benegeah to something else. But I think the Shmir Shabbos Chalos is Matayim Benegeah to Shinui, that even if he does, if you ask a guy to do something like the Shinui and he does it regularly, that's fine. Because that's not your Asik. What is he talking about over there? The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chai Adam that if the Erev rips, then, and you need a guy to fix it, even if it involves a Malacha D'Araisa, then you're still allowed to ask him to save the room in Mishal D'Rabim. So the Bachacha brings this down, and he says, but there's command nothing that can't be fixed with a D'Rabbanan instead of D'Araisa. So you can ask him, do an Aniva instead of a Dua Kesher. If he decides to do a Kesher, that's not your Asik. As long as you ask him to do it in the Eifim, which is Mutter, he goes ahead and does it in the Eifim, which is Aser, he's doing that for himself, he's not doing that for you. No. He's doing it for himself. I told him how to do it by myself. He's not doing that for me. I told him the way which is good for me, and that was Mutter when I told him. If he decides to do it in a different Eifim, that's fine. I don't have to make a Macha. Now, how about a Malach HaShin Yitzvich LeGufa? Is a Malach HaShin Yitzvich LeGufa turn a second Darabanan that will turn something into a Shvus Neshvus or not? Why? What's the shaila? We saw a most pelatic Iran. The halacha is, it means it's mefurish in the Gemara, it's mefurish in the Mishnah. A guy that comes to put out a fire, now let's tell the guy to put out a fire. The shaila is, why not? This whole sif is telling me that a shvus to shvus is mutter, but makam tzarech gadol. Ein lecha tzarech gadol, the guy's house is burning down. This is a shvus to shvus. Asking guys in real action to put out a fire is a malacha shein etzrich legufa. And therefore, it should be a shvus to shvus, makam tzarech gadol, it should be mutter. Says the Iran, two different truths. One of the truths that he says is that Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is more chomer than regular Darabanan. Because Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is be'etzim the exact thing as Malach HaDaraisa. It's not like you're doing a Malach HaDaraisa b'shinoi, or you're doing Muksa, which is not a Shaykh HaDaraisa, or you're doing Shnayim Sha'asu, or you're doing... Here you're doing Mamash, the exact same Malacha, and the whole difference is only in your Kavanu. No one knows why you're putting out the fire. Are you putting out for this? Are you putting out for that? So since it's hard to differentiate between the two of them, it's much more chomer than a regular Darabanan, and we're not matter like a regular matter, a regular Darabanan. It doesn't have the regular din of shvus to shvus, says the Ran. If that's not only that, malach l'mayis, we pass on that with regard to ben hashmashes. Ben hashmashes, it says in Simin Shin Mem Beis, you let it do Darabanan's ben hashmashes. We'll see, it's going to come up very soon with regard to Amri l'achum. And says Mishnah Berurah, v'chein malach hashin yitzvich l'gufa chomer mishar yitzvich Darabanan, v'asar b'chol gavri ben hashmashes. Says even without the fact that the Rambam holds Afim Neimah, that's a Misuru Darabanan. Kol Shkein Lefi, the Rambam that holds Daraisa. But even if he holds Darabanan, it's more Chomer than a regular Darabanan. So do we say Amalach Shein Yitzvich L'Gufa has the regular din of a Shvus Klapei din of Shvus to Shvus or not? So it seems from Kibui that we don't say that. But Kibui has another Svara. Kibui has a Svara, like the Rambam says, that we're scared if we're going to allow you to tell the guy to do that, then you're going to come to put it out yourself. So how do we pass him Malach L'Maisa? There's two Mishnah Berurahs about this. There's a Mishnah Berurah, the same Mishnah Berurah that was just mentioned now beforehand. The woman has to go to Tevila. So she needs to cut her nails. She didn't cut her nails before Shabbos. So she's supposed to cut them on Shabbos. How she cut them on Shabbos? She asks the guy to bite them. Now let's say you don't have a guy who's going to bite off the nails. Even though he'll be so kind to cut them, he's not going to bite them. So can you ask him to cut them? So now you're down to only one Derah, but an Amir L'Akam. It's a Daraisa. Says Mishnah Berurah, no. It's a Malach Shein Yitzvich L'Gufa. So Malach HaShin Yitzvich L'Gufa, and you're allowed to ask the guy to do it. B'shas HaTzerech, there's nothing else, and you're allowed to ask the guy to do it. Why is it Malach HaShin Yitzvich L'Gufa? Because you don't better need the nails. V'yishu Shashach HaLizal Tzibanayi Me'arav Shabbat, V'yirat V'ilas HaBalal Shabbat, Masa Gamakar Ram Shatayim L'Goy Lito B'yad, Havi Shvus T'Shvus Mokam Mitzvah. V'yim Yafshar B'yad, Mutar Yodai Filu B'Kli. And in the Bi'ar Lachi says the Bezemir Bi'ar Lachi Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa Shein Kavan B'Zula. It's nice. The Chorer means to say that it's also a Shvus to Shvus. It's not 100% Mefurish, but in Simen Shin Beis it is very Mefurish. If a person has dirt that's stuck on a piece of mud which is dried onto his clothing, and it's very embarrassing, and he wants to ask a guy to scrape it off. Now scraping it off is a problem of Teichen, because you're grinding up the dirt. But it's taken, it's Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa. I don't need the dirt which is ground up. So it's Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa, and it's Amir Lachum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nishar Tzin Mem Dalet. Mishnah Berurah says, Afagav Dab Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa, Akapanim Yisur Mi Yerika, Ba'idei Goy Mutter. Davim lachjis legufo, mishum kavod abriyah shalei leilach bevegadim uluch lachim, shorim. Davim shvus l'shvus. The shvus l'shvus. Amir l'akum, lachjis legufo, v'makum kavod abriyah, it's mutter. And kumtayt, the Mishnah Berurah seems to go alach l'maisa, that a malach shein zich legufo would turn it would be considered enough of a derabanan to turn it into a shvus l'shvus. Now there's another chiddush which comes out of this, and that is that even though it's not mentioned in Rasif, we have three aterim that are mentioned in Rasif. Tzerech Gadol, Chorili Miktas, and Mitzvah. Shvus l'shvus is mutter. Here's the fourth one. B'machum kavod abriyas, also shvus l'shvus is mutter. The shaylas know exactly how far can you take this. Over here, you're embarrassed for walking dirty clothing. That's a very big person falls and he rips his clothing. He's let us send the guy to bring something for him through a caramelist. It's a shvus to shvus because it's embarrassing to walk around with ripped clothing. That example I saw in Simcha Bunim Kohen Sefer. He has another example there which I thought was a big chiddush. And that was, he says, obviously, kol achad kifi mashu. And he says, if a person is making shalom zachar and he has no cold drinks, and he's going to be embarrassed if he doesn't have cold drinks, he's allowed to send the guy to the store to buy cold drinks. Because it's a shvus to shvus, makum kavod abriyah. So, I thought that was a chiddush, but if a person is really embarrassed, that's really an issue of kavod abriyah, then lachara, you won't have a hatter. The shaila is exactly how far do you take it? Why is that? Because we have the same thing, we have another shayla over here. Shvus l'shvus makum tzar gadol. Mixtas chayli, which is tzar gadol, in a specific spot. Is the tzar gadol dafka physical pain or even emotional pain? So this we know from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman has a big chiddush that emotional pain does not have the same thing as physical pain. How do we know? Because the guy's whole house is burning down. He's having a lot of emotional pain and we don't allow him to put it out. Now yesh l'tzar saying that over there, there's also another chash that we're scared of, we allow you to put it out and they allow him to put it out, they ask Gary to put it out, then he might come to put it out himself, which is problematic. But even without that, our Poiskim, the Mora Shabbos, and Chelek Dalet, Simin Yudalet, so Kotzim Kuf Samach Dalet, he brings down Rishon Mazalman, he's in the Tzair Rishon Mazalman, and he brings down afterwards the Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Miller from Toronto, were both Mekel with regard to Tzair Nafshi. And his case specifically that he was talking about is if somebody's alarm goes off on Shabbos, car alarm, and it is wailing for 15 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you're just going out of your mind. You're not even trying to sleep. It's not an afternoon, it's in the morning, whatever it is, no one's trying to sleep. It's not. If you're trying to sleep, he brings down a svara from the Elori Rebbe. That's considered tzara guf also, if you can't sleep. But even without that, and it's mamish tzara nafshi, you bring down from B'yashiv, you're allowed to ask the guy to turn it off. You're allowed to ask the guy to turn it off. That's a shvus of kibui, shvus to shvus, and therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to ask the guy to turn it off. Now, he brings down from Shlomo Miller. Shlomo Miller said the same thing, but he said that you have to know how far to take tzar nafshi. If somebody's electricity is on and it's bothering them that they're wasting money, it's bothering them. Some people are really bothered. But how far do you take it? So then all of Shabbos goes, you just call the guy to turn off all the lights in the house because you obviously can't go too far. So just want to still do that to kavod abriyah also. You have to know exactly how far to go with regard to kavod abriyah, with regard to other things like that. Asking a guy to tear toilet paper, instead of a person has toilet paper, that's one thing that's asking to do a kalachayad. Maybe it's better. But to know exactly where to draw the line, it's hard, but there is a heter also of kavod abriyah. Certainly where it's a clear case of kavod abriyah, you would be allowed to be mekel with a shvus tishvus. Now, that's a good question. I saw an echanami in Shmishams Kachasa asking a guy, you're allowed to tell a guy to, you bring them off of the Marikamis. Okay, that's a good question. I'm not going to get into it now. L'chora, before in Siman Shinud Beis Sefalef, that Kavod Abriyah is Deichad Mukta over there. If a person doesn't have anything to clean himself with, then he's allowed to use stones or other things which are Mukta. L'chora, you should be able to ask a guy, you should be able to cut for you straight toilet paper, whatever it is. Good horror. Maybe we'll get to it at a different time. The general rule with regard to turning off electricity, using electricity, asking a goy to turn on electricity, asking a goy to turn off electricity, l'chor there is a big difference between them. Anytime they're asking a goy to turn off electricity, b'pashtus it's a shvus t'shvus. It's two derabanan. Because turning off generally does not involve, even those that hold electricity is a deraisa, generally turning off involves is a derabanan and it's not a deraisa. Therefore, the mokim tzar gadol heard me mutter to ask a guy to turn off something, a light which is bothering, if it's tzar gadol, if it's just that he bets me he could go to sleep in a different room, just wants to sleep in his own room, so then there's ways to do it. He can be miranda to the guy, he can tell the guy, listen here, it's very light in my room, and there's no way I can go to sleep if it's so light. And he should understand by himself, and not be mitzavim. And he'll understand by himself to turn it off, and it's not considered being nene, because it's just the header, but I'm not bad at being nene. But if I want to go ahead and tell the guy to turn it off, that's only if it's a shvus tishvus. So now, there was a fellow whose kids turned on the radio onto blasting FM Arabic music on the first day of 3 day Rosh Hashanah. And it was going... it was pretty loud, and he was going out of his mind. The child says, what could he do? So he went to go call the Arab. He went to go call an Arab to turn it off. Now, the Arab, unfortunately, did not speak a lick of English or Hebrew. So the Arab comes into the room, and he's all happy. The music is on. The music is on. He has no idea what the guy wants. So he can't even tell him. He can't be meramez. Like, it's very loud in here. You can't do anything. What's he allowed to do in such a case? So what he did was he was meramez. Ayuday, his hand made a motion to pull out the plug. Is that a problem or not? So we'll see when he gets to Remiza, which is the end of Simin Shin Zayin Bez Hashem, that Remiza has the same din. When you're using a motion with your hand, Remiza Profashas has the same din as an Amira. It's key as if you ask the guy straight out, please turn off the radio. Now in such a case, would he be able to turn off the radio? So interestingly enough, I found in Malachim Umnayach, which is a Zilbashin Sefer on Amir Lakum, Imamish talks about this case. It wasn't 3 day Rosh Hashanah, but he says, the guy, the kids turned on the radio on Shabbos and it's making big noise, he let it turn it off. So he says, why do you want to turn it off? Because it's being mafriya to Yarinik Shabbos. He says, to call a guy, it's also mafriya Yarinik Shabbos, it's also mafriya to cover Shabbos. So therefore, Lechatchil, you shouldn't do it. However, it's Mamish loud and Mamish driving you crazy. So then, if it's just the radio's on Shabbos, it's not Shabbos dick. So then, also, it's also not Shabbos dick to call a guy. But if it's bothering your Shabbos, it's mamash being mafriya, you have a 3 day Rosh Hashanah, and there's this Arabic music playing in the background. So then, in such a case, the chara, there's no problem. He says, Beth, he says himself, he says, it's a shvus shvus. It's a shvus shvus, makam terech gadol, makam, maybe it's even considered a mitzvah. And therefore, it would be mutter to ask the guy to unplug it. Now, b'chla, with regard to electricity, how about turning on? Turning on electricity, turning on air conditioners, turning on lights, turning on things like that. Is it considered a shvus? Is it a derabanan? Or is it a deraisa? So the truth is, this big machlekes apayiskim is turning on electricity a derabanan deraisa? Chazanish k'yodua held that it was deraisa. Shomazamun k'yodua held that it wasn't a deraisa. Now, turning on an incandescent bulb maybe is a problem of havara. But turning on a regular electricity, not a bulb or something like that, turning on a appliance, if that is that a daraisa, is that a darabanan? So in Maisa, there's an interesting mishabura that we're going to see. Simon Shun Hafei, Sharatzin mentioned it twice. He says, the big machlek is the price game if there's manena we have Rishus Haravans or not. We saw it in the rush in Beitza. Whether or not we have Rishus Haravans or not, I'm sorry about that. And since it's a machlek is a price game, will be seimich lahakol by Amir la'akum, like the sudden that we don't have it in Rishus Rabim, and we'll consider it a shvus the shvus to allow the mokim mitzvah, allow ukedemah. Therefore, lachir, if we have a big machlek as a paiskim with no clear achra, whether or not it's the deraisa or it's the darabanan, we should say the same thing over here. That you have a suffix, you have Amir la'akum, which is the darabanan, and you have a suffix whether or not it has a din of a darabanan or deraisa, you'll be mitzadid lekula to give it a din of shvus the shvus. And you'll allow it the mokhi mitzvah ukedema. Which would mean that the mokhi mitzvah of Tzerich Rabim, let's say, learning. You can't learn for whatever reason. Let's say you have LEDs. You have ledim, as they call them here. Which is not a shayla of Havara. And you want the guy to turn it on, so you should be able to learn. You'll be able to ask the guy to turn it on. You should be able to learn. It's a shvus. That's how the Minchas Yitzchak was talking about air conditioning. But in Chilek Gimel of Gimel, that's where he goes out. He says that it's Pashas, it's only Darabanan, and therefore the Eskigai is a Shvus to Shvus, but Makom and Terech is Kikim. That's how Simcha Budim Koron goes Halacha Lamaisa in his Sefer. He says there's Kama Achorim that he found that went this way. Shom Tzirim Halacha goes this way. Chokas Yaakov goes this way. Minchas Yitzchak goes this way. And therefore he's Mekel. On the other hand, there are those that seem not to be Mekel. I know Darach HaShav is not Mekel. Rabbi Reuben, that is. I don't know if he has it in Sefer clearly. But Rabbi Reuben is not Mekel. Rabbi Moshe in his Sefer, in a few places, never is Metayin that there's such a tzad of Shvus Shvus by electricity. The Mashmoy says he's always trying to find other Heter. We never come to him to say, the Mashmoy says that he holds that Estaka, there would be no Heter. Now, Lamaisa, B'mokim, a Tzarech of Rabbim, for example, in a yeshiva where the light goes out and you can't learn, or the air conditioner is off and it's very hard to learn, it's Mamash Tzarech of Rabbim. There are many people, Matu Bishmeide, I think Rabbi Aaron, that's what that Rabbi Aaron himself sent after a guy who told somebody who asked for to get to the yeshiva to do that, to rechmet to be considered a Shvus to Shvus. Lamaisa, to Machlekes Apreiskim, there's a famous tshuva in Kravitz Tshuvas from Eliashiv. That I think it's Yeshiva Tifach sent him that it was extremely, extremely hot in the yeshiva down south, and the generator went off on Shabbos, and they said that the yechirlis of the yeshiva to learn in Tadavin is down by 50% of normal if the air conditioner is off. Can they go ahead? It's mamish 50% learning. So instead of 2 hours later, to 1 hour later, Ki'ilu. So it's Mamish Pitel Torah D'Rabim. Can you ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner? So Rabbi Yashav writes back to him that Amir Lakum is one of those things that it's a free-for-all by many people, by many malachas, and everybody thinks that. And therefore, even when things may be mutter maker and dino, nevertheless, we're not going to matter. And he said, Taka, that it should be aser. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't Torah Shemati Ba'af, Yishomdali, and not a matter. Now, over there, he wasn't coming to matter, I don't think, really, out the shvut. More, he's coming to matter out the bala iter, that it's tzurich rabim. You have a tzurich mitzvah the rabim, that lechero, we're mekel, that it's not only the tzurich minias mechshol, even the tzurich mitzvah of Ramesha's machriya. He says that it's from the Prima Gadim brings down, that even to build a shul, if it wouldn't get built, if not on Shabbos, you're allowed to build it on Shabbos, even though it's not minias mechshol, it's just the key mitzvah. So we see B'makom Mitzvah Nerav and would be Mutter. Nevertheless, Rosham or Yashav did not want to matter. Lamaisa, it's hard to. What? Consider Rabbim. Not exactly clear. We'll see when he gets to something which is known, Yadi Barabim, it's Menshin Chafei, that it's considered that it's. Everybody knows about it. It's for Hesya. So the Prima Gadim is Tzadik. Yadi Rabbim is Mashma. As long as there's three people there, Rabbim is Rabbim. Three people is considered Rabbim. But so Lamaisa, there are many Poiskim that are Mekel that is considered a Shvus to Shvus, and therefore to turn on the air conditioner Befrat when it's handling a case where it's Rabbim of Brittle Terror, where we have the Bala Eter Betim to be Semachon. Such a case for sure, there's many people that are Mekel, and certainly not to be Meichel in the Machmirim, in the Mekilim. I don't know that the Minigarim is Lamaisa in a yeshiva, Ukadim in a shul, in a yeshiva, and these things, like Rabbi Yashiv. I don't know that that is the Minigarim. I think B'tziruf, the fact that many people hold that it's only the Rabbanan, it's just the Shvos, and B'tziruf, the fact that we have a Bala Eter B'tziruf Rabbim, they're Mekel, the fact that it's and Befrat, if he has to go to flick it on with his elbow, you have another tzad to be Mekel. If he goes and flicks it on regularly, that's up there. Just tell him to flick it on with his. All it is like is a switch. You can flick it on, it's not a big deal. So tell him to do that. And Mamela, that would be considered, you would have Kama Vakama tzad to be Mekel, and Lechero, Be'etzim, he should be able to be Mekel B'Shefi. Now, a question was asked. These dinim of Shvus to Shvus and asking going to do the Raisa B'mokim Atzerech Gadol, is this mutter even if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah on Shabbos? It's a mitzvah which is going to be on Sunday. Can you do a Shvus to Shvus or not? So this is really discussed very much. It's kedai to see it. It's one sif in Tafresh Nun Hei with regard to people that don't have a lulav, standing outside the Tchum U'Kedirme. get a lulav. So there the Mishnah Berurah, it's before the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, that we're matar shvus to shvus to be mekayim a mitzvah of the next day. We'll ask a guy to go outside of the tchum to get a lulav to mekayim the next day. And not only that, we'll even matter, that's even if it's a mitzvah derabanan. Even for a mitzvah derabanan. And if it's for a mitzvah deraisa, then we'll matter even itzvah deraisa. For a guy to ask a guy to do itzvah deraisa, but mokam to be mekayim a mitzvah deraisa on your mission. The last law which is mentioned in Shin Zayin is Amir la Amira. What's that? Is that? Yeah, but it's just the Baal Itzur, not for Shabbos, for Sunday. What's that? Why is the Mishnah Berurah being made for the Baal Itzur? So it could be that Yud Beis Mil, they're talking about Yud Beis Mil. They're talking about Yud Beis Mil. It could be that there are shitas that hold not that way, so he's being mitzaref lakula. Maybe. I think over there it's also talking about that there's no, it's mitzvah derabanan. Because there was no lulavim. So you're sending the guy to get. The last halacha which is mentioned over here is Amir la Amira. The Mishnah Berurah brings down machlekes ha'paiskim between Avodas HaGershoni and Chavetz Yor as to what the halacha is b'negiyat Amir la'Amira. Now, why would Amir la'Amira be any different than a regular Amir la'Akum? So the Chavetz Yor says, it says, kama pam we find in Dini Momenis, in Dini, in Tumah V'Taharah, in kol minei halachas, we find that we're only cheshesh for one thing and not for two things. Kinuyi nedarim are kinadarim, but not kinuyi kinuyi. Tashmishi Gedusha are Kodesh, not Tashmishi Tashmishim. And we find that we marry Tashmishi Lemiyuta, not Miyuta Lemiyuta. We say one oil, we don't say three oil. He says, we're only Chayshish to a certain amount. When it comes to Amir Lakam, they answered. But Amir Lemir, they didn't answer. Now, the Sefer Achaim, which was the second Sefer, which is brought, which second, I am the Sefer Achaim, the Mishnah brings down, the Dachim Mokm Hefta Gadol Yishlachol. Now, why is he? He doesn't say the reason why Dafka Makom Hefsek Gadol, but the Sefer Chaim, he understands that the reason why Amir la'Amir is mutter is because it's like a shvus to shvus. You're asking a guy to do a derabanan. The same way that when you ask a guy to do a malacha, it's a derabanan. When the guy asks, it's also a derabanan. So you're asking a guy to do a derabanan, it's a shvus to shvus. The klal is by shvus to shvus. Dafka Makom Hefsek Gadol, Tzorech Gadol, Hefsek Gadol, like the Magen Avraham says, is it's mutter. And Mimela, that's why it's mutter Dafka Makom Hefsek Gadol. That would be the nafkamina. Is the mutter dafka makom hefsek gadol or not? If they weren't grazed b'chlal amir la'amira, then even not makom hefsek gadol. If it's like a shvus to shvus, it has certain klalim. There's another nafkamina, and that is that l'chera, who cares? This Chassam Sofer already points out, who cares whether or not there's an amir la'amira? If the second guy is doing it for the yiv, then even if no one would have asked him, and he would just straight do it for the yiv, it would be us as the minan of him. What is it going to help you b'chlal? So if you understand, like the Chavetz Yor, that there's no, they weren't goyiz or b'chlal, the whole inin of Amir la'Amira by a guy. So then, no, I'm sorry. If you're, what's that?
The Chavetz Yor only going to the Rambam all the time, then maybe he doesn't
make the Shulchan Aruch. How many it is? Maybe they talk about that whether it's considered Shulchan Aruch or it's considered Milyim. It's Milyim and Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't continue the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe, but so if you hold that the Vard is that they weren't geyser, Amir la'Amira. It's very good they weren't geyser. Pretend there is no Amir la'Amira, but the guy is doing a malacha for the yid. The chayr should be awesome. If you understand that it's like shvus to shvus, then you can understand. Shvus to shvus is mutter, b'mokayim, hefsek gadol, or kudayim, or whatever it is. Then you're even allowed to ask the guy to do a shvus to shvus. So certainly, you're allowed to ask the guy to do Amir la'Amira. Now, it seems clear in the Mishnah Berurah that the Chassam Sofer says, in a chanami, the whole machlokes is the dafka when the guy doesn't know that he's doing it for the yid. If he knows what he's doing for the yid, then there's nothing to talk about. Mishnah Berurah seems to be bothered by this question also, because Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayn le'el mashik asaftes if katan yudal if the shayach gam kein hacha." By Amir la'Amira, it's also negiah to what I read over here. What is he saying to katan yudal? Oh, by the way, you're not allowed to be nene from it. Mikom makom lo yene hayisol meis malachad achar Shabbos. Kedin eni yudish as malach la'tzerik Yisrael. Very good. That it's like it's mutter malakum after gadol. You're not to be nene from the malacha. You're allowed to tell him to do an amir lamir, but you can't be nene from it till after Shabbos. Mameila, a guy that needs his car, he's allowed to ask a guy to bring it over to the mechanic to get it fixed. If it's very, very desperate for him, it's a really hefty gadol, but he's going to have to wait. Had he not done it now on Shabbos, he'd have to wait till Monday. Now he needs it on Sunday. It's going to be a hefty gadol for him. So Mameila says, that in such a case, you could ask a guy to bring it to the mechanic, ask a guy to bring the mechanic to you, and the mechanic will fix it, whatever it is. And if there's no malacha there, then bring it to the mechanic. Ask the mechanic to come to fix it, and that's a shvus to shvus. Makom has to go, that'll be mutter. You want to know, you'll have to wait the hour or whatever it is after Shabbos to take. But in Echonami, l'chura, after that, it'll be mutter.
You have to wait till Monday.
We only have to wait till Monday. That will have to wait to see whether or not we have to wait till Monday. Malachas that are not open, places which are not open on Sunday, on things that you can't do at night, things that are, we'll see that Ezer Hashem, Mehemshech. That is discussed, that's Ramah and Shin Chafei. That's with regard to Amir Lamir. Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Sif Gimel. The Malacha of asking a guy to do something for you, and the guy does the Malacha. So the Mishnah Berurah is machalik between whether or not you're asking a guy, when you ask a guy to come with you and the guy lights a candle, then it's a problem. You're not allowed to be nene from there because he's clearly lighting it. He's only coming because of you, and he's lighting it for you. Therefore, it's a problem. Mashinkin, when the guy is doing the malacha by themselves, then it's not a problem. For example, if I say, please go wash the dishes. And she can't wash the dishes, it's very dark. Mashma, even if she can't be metzias, it's too dark to wash the dishes. And the only way to do it is she turns on the light. Mishnah Berurah Machalik. You let her tell her to wash the dishes, and she's going to turn on the light and wash the dishes. That being the case, L'chera, why? Because she's doing that for himself. She's doing that for herself. She's not coming along with you. We don't look at that as malacha. She's being mahani or gruff with her malacha. She's doing it for herself. And therefore, there's no problem of being nene from that afterwards, after she lights it for herself. That being the case, l'chera, if you want the light on in the dining room and it's off, you could ask the maid to sweep the dining room. And when she goes to sweep the dining room, she's going to turn on the light. Once she turns the light, she'll be able to sweep the dining room. Then there's no problem to tell her, okay, don't turn off the light. Please leave the light on. Why? Because she went to do that for herself. She went to sweep even though you're the one that asked her to sweep. But she's turning on the light so that to enable herself to sweep, which is what she's doing for herself. And there's a very, very similar case that Rekiv Eger points out in this Sif. He says, he brings down from the Maranach. She writes the Sefer, Imed Cheder Shein Leiner. He wanted a Sefer in a room that he couldn't see his farm shrunk. So he couldn't see all his farm. Imed Shifcha Shatavi Lechevitz Plaini. He would tell his Shifcha to bring something from that room. And she would flick on the light in the room. Imed Lekes Ner Lavi Lechevitz. Vahoy Lechu Lesham Venek La Sefer. She would turn on a Ner to be able to, she would light a candle to be able to see that the chayfetz, and she would bring it to him, and then he would have the light on. He'd be able to see the sefer. V'tzarachin, says Rekiv Eger. I'm not sure what the tzarachin is. Which aspect did Rekiv Eger not like? Her, this is the halacha of mechaber, that it's only if she's coming with you it's a problem, but if she's doing her own halacha, then like the Mishnah Berurah says, her, it shouldn't be a problem. Mishnah Berurah seems clear to say that it's not a problem.
Even if it's impossible.
What's that? Even if it's impossible. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you that. Dafka. What?
It's impossible. You basically can't do it. The only way you can do it is
to pull it out. So we're saying that's a Nakuda that they're being credited for. Maybe that's a Nakuda. For the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that even in that case it would be mutter. Even in that case it would be mutter. Maybe. So the Chorik went to Mishnah Berurah. The Chorik would be mutter. Now, this halacha, the Ramah says over here, that which you're not allowed to tell the guy to come with you, that's only if he's going to light the candle. But if the candle's already lit, then mutter lermer le'ein Yehudi le'lechim le'itol ner dalek. Harl ve'ein eiser rak tilton on ner ba'amum. You're allowed to ask a guy, if there's already a candle which is lit, you're allowed to ask the guy to take the candle with him and come with you. Why is that? Because only tilton ba'amum. Tilton ba'amum, therefore what? Since you could do it yourself, say the Mefarshim, therefore it's not a problem. This is L'chara Rabbeinu Tam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Rizon Tezim, Dafkuf HaBeizim and Aleph. that says that if you could go to the bar to get the water, then if the guy brings it from the bar to you, even though it's taken from Mishnah, you could have gone there yourself. Therefore, you're not being nana from the guy. Therefore, there's no problem of Amir Lakum. The Pashtas. You're allowed to be nana from Alechas Akum. However, there's two problems with that. And that is that this din of Rabbeinu Tam is a big machlekes rishonim. The Ri was not happy with it, and the Rashi was not happy with it. And not only that, in Simon Shel Chafei, we'll see that the Ramah is not happy with it. It brings down those that are chaylik. So how come over here she brings down the lacha without bringing down any chalkin? That's the first thing. The second thing is that if you look in Shin Chafei, the Magen Avraham said that the Ma'aril said that Rabbeinu Tam never mattered lechatchila. In Tesis, Rabbeinu Tam never mattered it lechatchila. He said if the water was already brought, then you're allowed to be nana from the water. But to ask the guy to bring you water from the well, that we never found you're allowed to do just because you go to the well. And here it seems that Rabbeinu Tam is matel lechatchila. Why? The Dark Commission quotes this from Rabbeinu Tam. The story was the Ma'aser Shoya. Rabbeinu Tam said that you could do this. Ma'aser Rabbeinu Tam is mikol even lechatchila. L'cher v'sep is over here that he's matel lechatchila. The Sod Aruch HaShulchan is ma'ar this. The Taz is almost ma'ar this later on. But the Aruch HaShulchan is ma'ar this over here. I think he gives his answers. I heard from my chavrusa, Ephraim Stern, I think it's a very klar chilek, is that there's a big difference between the case of Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus and this case by us. And this case by us, maybe everybody's going to be masking. And that is, the case of Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus is talking about that you brought water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. That the Yid can't do. There's no way that the Yid could bring the water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. He could do something else to get the water. He could go into the bar and jump down and go inside. But you can't do the same halacha as the guy. So there's still a hana that's going on over here. Because, like Tosis point, like the Rush points out, there's a big hana. You don't have to jump down into the bar. You don't have to, the guy brought it to you. There is still a hana that's going on here that you couldn't have accomplished. However, when it comes to the candle, you could have done the exact same thing that the guy did. You could have brought the candle from place A to place B. You would have had to hold the candle differently than the guy did. But you're able to do the exact same thing that the guy did. What did the guy do? He walked with you with the candle in hand. You could do the same thing. You could walk with the candle in hand or in your elbow and walk with it and bring it from the same place A to place B that the guy did. And therefore, everybody would be maskim in such a case. If you could do mamash the same halacha as the guy, then everybody would be maskim that that's not considered as being nana, and it's not a problem.
Is this better than
the Rav Yom? Yesh la'ayin, because the Rav Yoh is changing the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochan. Shall the Zach consider the same thing? Maybe, according to Rav Yoh. According to this Chilek, L'chur, it's the Rav Yoh. You're able to get to the same Tehillah. Yeah, you have to know if that's the case of the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh also matter in the case of Rabbeinu Tam. Or you only matter in the case that I can do the exact same thing. Even the case where I can't do, let's say I have no people. No, it doesn't. The Taz learns that if you don't have the friends to the people, then it's not considered as if you. Over here, you always have the yichelis. You're saying if you would have the yichelis, maybe it sounds like Rav Yoh. I hear. Interesting. With regard to how does this play out, Lamaisa? Anything that the guy could do, so therefore you could do beheter. So then you're allowed to ask the guy to do, even if he's going to do an eifin, which is going to be ister. So for one thing is with washing dishes, Shmuel Tzadok says you're allowed to ask the guy to wash dishes. Even if the guy is going to use hot water. Why? Because you can wash the dishes with cold water. And since he washes the dishes with cold water, him washing the dishes with hot water, that's for his own, that he decides to do that on his own. That's fine. Bechlal, washing the dishes, we're going to use the duchemesh, or the boiler, which is on, and he doesn't have to turn on any type of system, then bechlal is not a problem, because it's only psikration. And a guy to do psikration, you'll be able to tell him to use the hot water. But even in a case where he's going to turn on the hot water and the yonkers is going to go on or the boiler is going to go on, it's going to boil up hot water, that as long as you don't tell him to do that, as long as you don't tell him to do that, you tell him just to wash the dishes, and he goes ahead and washes the dishes. You say, I'm fine if you wash the dishes with cold water. You can tell him. As long as you're fine with that, then if he knows that you always wash the dishes with hot water, so Sonar Chashav, in such a case, you should tell him, I'm fine if you wash the dishes with cold water. You basically don't even have to say that. Say, please wash the dishes. And he wants to wash the dishes the easiest way for him. Fine, he washes the hot water. The same thing they say, not only that, says, this is maybe a little point of contention, says the Shmir Shabbos Chachal, that if you have a very quiet dishwasher, then there's no problem if he puts the dishes in the dishwasher also. Because he's doing that for himself. He's not doing that for you. As far as you're concerned, he could wash the dishes. He decided to put it in. Somebody told me that's how they did it in their house, that they have a very quiet dishwasher. There's a little light, if you didn't even notice, it's like on the bottom of it, you'd be able to know that it's on. But Michlal, it's mamash quiet, and that's what the guy does. They put it in, they load up the dishwasher, and they turn it on. The Rosh Hashanah is not happy with this. He doesn't bring down a recover, but he says, Michlal, it's a Shabbos, it's a problem. But Yishlein, why it's a problem, of as long as the guy is doing it, the Chari should be no different than turning on the Shabbos clock, so the Melech Ha-Mezhah says. And the same thing also that Ilum was asking with regard to asking a guy to bring something up to the 10th floor. So you say you have a neighbor on the 10th floor and you want to send him some food. So you say, here, can you bring this up to Chaim Yankel on the 10th floor? Now he can walk up the stairs. But you know that he's going to take the elevator. It's not a problem. So it says the Aruch HaShabbos, unless it's two mugzam. If we're talking about, you know, a high-rise building with 47 flights, and you're asking to, you know, slap up three watermelons, so then there's no tzad that developed that that's what he's doing. So even though Ba'etzim could, he has the yichirus too. So it depends exactly how much. There, I think, in the case where you want to take somebody up on an elevator, elderly man or something like that, so to schlep up one or two flights, you could, but to schlep up 16 flights with a guy in a is so at something which is bordering on in impossible, you're a kilu being machriachim. So therefore, so any time where it's something which you're asking him to do something where the only way for him to do that is to do it on Shabbos, then the chura, you're ki'ilu asking him to do this. What's that? I think this is why should, according to this, the chura shouldn't be a problem, as long as, no, because there he's doing the malacha for her, there he's doing here also, he's doing the malacha for you. No, because there he didn't ask him to. It's only way for him. According to this, it should be lachar. It should be mutter. It should be. It shouldn't have any hagbalah lachar. I hear. Where's the Aruch HaShabbos coming from? I don't know the Mukharas. I didn't see the Shmir Shabbos Chol was magbal b'chlal, but there he said it. As long as he's asking him to go up, as long as he can go up the stairs, and he go up, that's not a problem. So there's no possibility to go up the stairs. Then no possibility to go up the stairs. I don't know. That's the shadow that we're asking. There's no possibility to go up the stairs. No, so then you're telling them to take the elevator because there's no other possibility. You're asking them to take the elevator. Then it's a seaver, you're telling them to take the elevator. Then you're not telling them to turn the light, you're telling them to take the elevator. That's your way of telling them to take the elevator. Because there is no possibility to take the stairs.
That's when the switch. You can't find the
no, so it could be that there is, maybe it would take her an hour and a half. In that case, it would be as long as there's no agbala. That's what he said. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. As long as there's no Agbala of Zman, then he could go up the stairs. It'll take him 2 hours. But there's no Agbala of Zman. But if there's Agbala of Zman, so then it's an impossible. So then I'm telling you to do that. Then I'm Be'etzim telling you to go up to use the elevator. I think we'll leave this out. Just one nekuda here with regard to tiltu begufay. L'chura, if we're saying that any time that you could do the malacha yourself, you're allowed to ask the guy to do it, so then l'chura, any muktzah you're allowed to move, begufay. We pass in, according to Mishnah Berurah, we pass in that tiltu begufay is loishmei tiltu. And therefore you're allowed to move something with your foot. It's not the derech to move, you're allowed to move with your foot. So l'chura, any muktzah you should be able to ask the guy to move for anything. Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to ask the guy to move the candle that it shouldn't get stolen. What do you mean? You can move the candle with your foot. So the should be able to ask the guy, you have a way to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav makes the cheshbon and he says, you're right, be'etzem, but it doesn't work out in shitas. Because the shita that holds that you're allowed to ask, that tiltu begufay is mutter, That's the Rush. And the Rush doesn't hold that it's Rabbeinu Tam. And since the Rush doesn't hold that it's Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore you can't mix and match sheetahs. We wanted to say maybe the Rush would be masked in such a case. Shlomo Zalman says a different verb. Shlomo Zalman says that Tolu B'gufo Yigloish Mei Toltol. You can't bring it right. It's not considered as if you're able to be metaltal it. I can do the same malacha that the guy did. It's not considered as if I'm being metaltal it. And therefore I look at it as a totally different thing. And it's not the same thing as if the guy is doing. And therefore, even though he gets the same hanah at the end of the day, he's not looking at that nekuda. Even though he gets the same hanah at the end of the day, but since it's through a totally different thing, that's not considered as I have yichrelus to do it, and therefore I can't ask the guy to do the totum because I don't have yichrelus to do the totum. Though I could possibly get the hanah, I can't do the totum, and therefore I can't ask him to do the totum. Sif Dalid talks about Tosefes Hanah. It also talks about Machal, which also we're going to leave for a little bit later because we have to see a little bit more before we understand Machal. Now, what's considered Tosefes Hanah? Anytime that the guy does Tosefes Hanah, you're allowed to be nana from it. It's not a problem if you have one candle and he lights another candle, as long as you're able to read beforehand, even if it was very difficult to read, it's not a problem, and you're able to be nana from the second candle, as long as the first candle still goes. Now, what happens if you're in a very hot room? And you could give the chaneitza. It is very hot, but you'll be able to survive. So turning on the air conditioner is just the seventh sanah. The heart should be mustered. So was asked to Ramesha. And Ramesha says that's not considered the seventh sanah. The seventh sanah, and this is together what he says, he says also, let's say you ask a guy to cook something for you on Shabbos. You didn't have to eat that tafshol. You could have been fine without it. So it's just the seventh sanah. It's just an extra thing. Says Ramesha, that's not considered the seventh sanah. That's not considered Tosefes Hanah. Tosefes Hanah is when you had the yichrelus to do this thing exactly, and just not as well as you could do it now, then he was being moisev in the Hanah, and therefore it's not a problem. For example, in the air conditioner case, what would be such a case as Archas Shabbos? If you have your air conditioner on, and it's set on not such a cold setting, and you want it to be a little bit colder, and the guy puts it up that it should be a little bit colder, in such a case, you had the hanah of the air conditioner, and he's making the hanah greater. The melo, that would be considered tesefes hanah. But if he didn't have an air conditioner, and now he's giving you an air conditioner, that is not considered tesefes hanah. Now, if you're... The Ramah brings down over here that... You might think that you're not supposed to talk about a bachlal when a guy is coming to be madlik. Oh, no, you're allowed to be madlik. Says Mishnah Berurah not only that, like the Bach of the Magen Avraham, if you're Meicha and the guy does it for you, then you're allowed to be Nana from what the guy did. You're allowed to be Nana from that which the guy did. Now, that's only in a case where the guy understood when you're not being Marim. If you tell the guy, I'm supposed to be telling you that you're not supposed to be doing that now, so the guy understands that obviously you really want it, and he's going to do it for you, and he's going to continue doing it, then you're not allowed to be Nana. But if you made a real machal and he did it anyhow, then you're allowed to be nana. Now, Yishlayan, what's the story in the case where a guy left his bulb in the refrigerator, and he opened the refrigerator, and he saw the refrigerator, and he saw the lights on. Kitzur calls the guy. Next time the guy comes, he opens the refrigerator, and he starts taking out the bulb. So he says, don't take out the bulb. So he says, turns around, he says, machita bi, and he continues. That's one of the problems using your shaman gun. Maybe it's not a problem, I don't know. Now, in this case, anyhow, is Pashtas L'chera, what he did was okay, like Ramesha said, L'chera, so you're lying whether or not he has to be Meicha. But, in this case, he says, Machita bi, and he continues. Is that considered haram or not? There, the Yid was very ritzini, he was very serious. God, the guy knows the halacha. L'chur, in such a case, are you allowed to be nana? In this case, it's obvious that you're going to be nana, because you'll be nana from a shlili, from a negative. But if you were to turn on the light, would you be able to be nana in such a case? L'chur, the Yid wasn't married, L'chur should be mutter. We'll see also, with regard to Arama, we'll see B'hemshech. Now, this kula, b'chlal, of being able to be nana from it, after you were meicha in the goy, what's the percentage should be mutter to be nana from it? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the guy did it for you. You told the guy, don't turn on the light. The guy turns on the light anyhow. Now, even if had you not said anything, had this whole story not said, the guy came inside and turned on the light for you, it would be up to be nana. So now that you were meicha, why is it mutter? And really, Taka says in the Chacham, it's not going to know what to mean from it. The Mishnah Berurah addresses this problem, and he says, because when you're Meichen, the guy, and he does it anyhow, so he's not doing it for you, you were Meichen. So why is he doing it? He's doing it for himself. Once he's doing it for himself, then you're able to be Nana for him, because anytime the guy does love for himself, it's not a problem. Now, let me ask you, why is this guy doing for himself in the Yid's house, turning on his light? And taking out the bulb from his fridge? For himself? What is himself? He's not even planning on getting paid for this after Shabbos, because the Yid told him not to do it. So what's he doing? Very clearly he's doing it for the Yid. It's very hard to say in these cases that he's not doing it for the Yid. Unless in this case, that Erech Rambi, he doesn't want to have to come back another time on Shabbos. To open the fridge again another time, so he's taking it out. But maybe in these cases, the fact that you pay the guy every time that he comes and does something, you pay him 20 shekel, then maybe this is all help. Because he knows that he's going to get paid after Shabbos what he's doing. And since he knows he's getting paid after Shabbos what he's doing, therefore he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for you. Because for you, you told him to be Meisha. For the Meisha, he knows that he should be taking out the bowl. So he's doing it. I'll be able to reckon that it's not you as he's doing it for you because you were making him, but and it has the din of he's doing it for himself. I, Lamaisa, why is he doing it for you? Why is he doing it if you told him not to do it? Because he knows he wanted to do it, but you told him not to do it. But he knows he's going to get paid for doing it after Shabbos. Therefore, he. What's that?
It's not just the even though we say, oh, you put the guy to the nashim, I'm not that good, and we don't that far. So when we're talking about that, the machal will help. But Esmi does it like Nashi anyway, it's just my normal goof, you won't say that. So once it's I'm a chor, I'm take away that.
But in this case, where the guy is Moichi, he's not planning on getting paid after Shabbos. He comes into the house, he sees the lights off. He says, I want to turn a light for you. You say, don't turn on the light for me. This is not a Shabbos guy. This is not a Shabbos. He doesn't know anything. He passes by, and the door to your house is open, and he sees the lights off. He says, ooh, I see there's singing smears in the dark. Let me turn on the light for you. He says, don't turn on the light. He says, no, I'm going to turn on the light for you. And he turns on the light. That's for what? What? So why are you doing what the Daiti Nafshi?
He's doing it for you, but there are no fresh bones. That's what I'm saying. They don't need money, it's just there's no fresh bones. We just don't see that by Anor Saguf. So here's what we're doing.
Why? What happened to Anor Saguf?
That extra success of Anor Saguf, which tells us not their Daiti Nafshi, that's all we need to ruin. You don't need to ruin the whole thing. But he's doing it for you, so the Daiti Nafshi.
In the Anor Saguf, we find the Chilek. Could be. I don't have a. L'chor, we don't find that. The truth is that any time that we know that the guy is clearly doing it for the yid, then we don't say that it's considered. Even though we tell him the pashas is if he lives in the house and he knows that you're supposed to be moicha, then that's the original case that we talked about. Yeshlayan, whether or not that has a din, we'll have to see with regard to harama, whether or not that is gonna. Whether or not that's going to work or not. I'll just finish this last halacha, we'll leave Sefer for a different time because I see we went over. And that is the Olam declared, does this halacha of Tesefes Oro also work for Yidden? If a person doesn't have a generator and he's getting his electricity from the Chashmal here in Eretz Yisrael and Yidden are being Mechal Shabbos for him, can we say the same Svarah of Tesefes Oro that's not considered to be Nene? If you have lights that are lit, so you'll take your battery-operated emergency light, and it'll be in the corner of your room, and you'll be able to get a little bit of a gishmak, light from it. It won't be gishmak. And now you'll have the additional light from the electric company. Is that considered to service or not? So Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, says that he heard somebody that says that, and he didn't think they could be Madama Mechates. We never find that the same halacha applies with regard to Maisa Akum, that if you're Tesefes Hanah, as regard to Maisa Yisrael, we only find the Svarah by Maisa of a Goy. The Osmond Brew says that you're right, we only find the Svarah over here, and we don't find it by Yid, but we don't find any Svarah, whether or not it works or it doesn't work. And therefore, Yilmed Sosim in Amafurish, and Kachar Isi Bekamakam Batiknesias, and that's how many people are naying Taka, there's how many shuls are naying, many people are naying, that some of the disciples said to do this also, you could do this also. That as long as you have the ability to be nene from candles, from other things, then even if it's bedeichik and you're getting tesefes hanah from the yidden, it's not considered as if being nene from the chashmal be'isr. And certainly, I'll cover Shabbos maybe it is kedai to do such a thing for at least for the Friday night Suda. Shabbos day in Shal Shudah, it's very during daytime. Friday night Suda, you have one light going, then you can be able to, the candles, if that's like, if your candles be able to, you know, her. The question is for reading and other things by the cameras. Now you can make a bracha on them also. This is the mamish light that you can be using on Shabbos. Hakol amakayim yom yishomer.